After last week, we would have had two additional samples being submitted. Both of them came back as negative as well, so it takes us up to 11 samples submitted so far. In terms of the criteria, we had sent out a clinical case definition very early on in terms of to all the clinicians so that they know what represents a suspect case. Having said that, we haven't been very rigid in terms of the way we are applying it, meaning that we allow for some leniency if someone thinks that it is a suspect, not in the truest sense, but the rash looks a little odd or looks like monkeypox, then of course we allow the sampling to take place, and that is determined by the clinicians in the respective RHA.